The Daughter of Time by Josephine Tay. Read by Derek Jacobi. Chapter 1. Grant lay on his high, white cot and stared at the ceiling. Stared at it with loathing. He knew by heart every last minute crack on its nice, clean surface. He had made maps of the ceiling and gone exploring on them. Rivers, islands, and continents. He'd made guessing games of it and discovered hidden objects, faces, birds, and fishes. He had made mathematical calculations of it and rediscovered his childhood. Theorems, angles, and triangles. There was practically nothing else he could do but look at it. He hated the sight of it. He had suggested to the midget she turn his bed round a little so that he could have a new patch of ceiling to explore. But it seemed that that would spoil the symmetry of the room, and in hospitals, symmetry ranks just a short head behind cleanliness and a whole length in front of godliness. Anything out of the parallel was hospital profanity. Why didn't he read? She asked. Why didn't he go on reading some of those expensive brand-new novels that his friends kept on bringing him? There are far too many people born into the world, and far too many words written. Millions and millions of them, pouring from the presses every minute. It's a horrible thought. You sound constipated, said the midget. The midget was Nurse Ingham, and she was, in sober fact, a very nice 5'2", with everything in just proportion. Grant called her the midget to compensate himself for being bossed around by a piece of Dresden china which he could pick up in one hand. When he was on his feet, that is to say. It was not only that she told him what he might or might not do, but she dealt with his 6 feet odd with an offhand ease that Grant found humiliating.